Hi, welcome everyone. It's Deanne. Late Night with Deanne on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org. Got to look at their website. Got some wonderful products and services here. Need you to find out things that can help you in regards to this crisis in this country. So please visit the republicbroadcasting.org's website and look around. A lot of good sponsors here, very good sponsors. Today on my broadcast, I'm going to do part two with Ted Gunderson. He was formerly with the FBI, retired now. He's got a lot of information that we need to hear. He was on last week. There's a lawsuit being filed right now in regards to the media not allowing Ron Paul, Senator Ron Paul. Dennis Kucinich is another, and other ones running for election, not having the same equal right before the mic. Very good, interesting subject. And then also on the last hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about the incident that just happened in Missouri. This is what happened, folks. A man came into the city council meeting, and he shot two of the guards there, shot three council members, and I think they ended up dead, and he also shot the mayor of the town. This guy had been in and out of the village that he lived in and complained about these problems with these traffic tickets and traffic violations. Went on for years, complained, and no out, none. The gentleman was African American. And the thing is, there's growing complaints in regards to traffic and things that are going on. And, since I'm a former deputy clerk of a circuit court, worked in traffic and know what's going on in the area that I live in, and heard reports from others. A lot of people getting frustrated out there, and not only him. We had a Lane Bryant shooting, five people killed. What was that about? Another thing in another school in, I think it was Virginia, school teacher there, she went crazy and had attacked some people. Just every day, every other day within the last 3 months, it's been some type of situation like that. We're going to go kind of in-depth on that in the last hour. I want your response. I want to bring John on. John Alastasis, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yep, doing fine.
Okay, how's everything out there?
It's been a real moderate day for first week of here of February. We normally next weekend have a perch derby, and this year we don't think we're going to have ice enough. Some guys are saying there's 10 inches of ice, but the thaw has been pretty stringent, and it's questionable if they'd want a whole pile of people out there. You might have one or two guys that threaten themselves to go out there and challenge the ice, but I don't believe that it'll actually take place this year.
Yeah, well, it's going to get cold here again tonight. It's supposed to be in the one-digit area. It's supposed to be wind chills up to... I'm sorry.
Bless you.
Pretty bad wind chills up here and things, but this weather pattern's really strange. Then we also done, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, that satellite, a spy satellite that we had should be hitting our atmosphere, and they don't know where that's going to hit. What do you think about that?
Am I hearing the music?
Yeah, I hear it too. We'll be back after this break, and we should be here with our guest, Ted Gunderson.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, we're back. Late Night with Deanne on RBN Republic Broadcasting. You can reach me directly at 630-666-666-8528. Email me at Deanne Burley. It's Deanne.Burley, D-A-N-N-E dot B-U-R-L-E-Y at gmail.com. Now, I want to introduce my special guest. He was here last week. Formerly and now retired with the FBI, and we're covering some things that you need to know about in regards to these alleged conspiracies that we approach and keep in our mind, and we're told by those within the government everything is a conspiracy, not or doesn't exist. Well, instead, we're going to hear directly from somebody that was at a very high capacity in the FBI, of the shenanigans that they have used against him, other people, and then also the importance of what we can do, because, we need this, because there is so much corruption. Elections are being corrupted. We need to do something, focus on something different. So I want to bring Ted Gunderson on. Ted, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's great. I'm glad that you would come back. Ted, now, I want to go into a couple areas with you, and I want to start real quick to ask you a question. Now, this was a situation you had with someone, and I want to, before you go into this situation, can you give a breakdown to our audience what a FBI special operative is, or a person that is a informant for the FBI? How do they become an informant, and what do they do?
Well, there's several situations here. first of all, of course, you can't function in as an investigator of any sort without confidential informants. They're extremely valuable, and you'd look for somebody who's on the inside, who's actually working officially, maybe not officially, but covertly, for the enemy that you're interested in. And so what you do is you do everything you can to develop these sources, various sources inside this organization you're interested in or you're investigating, and get people on the inside, and then they can tell you what's going on. That's actually the better than telephone taps and hidden microphones and everything else, normally, however.
Now, how can you get these people to cooperate once they are targeted? Now, I gather, let's say that you're doing a sting on a major operation. There's probably more than about 20 people involved. So you find the weakest link, I would imagine, and you find out their vices, and then you use those vices as a measure to compromise them into the project. Is that correct? Or
that's true. For example, if you find out that somebody is has a weakness for drugs, or say a weakness for alcohol, or what have you, what the police often do, he will set him up, and he will. Say you commit a crime of some sort, and then, and of course, the FBI does too, unfortunately. And they say to the individual, now look, you committed this crime, and we'll get you out of it if you will cooperate with us and help us in our investigations. Go out there into the drug world and find out what's going on, and then come back and report to us.
Now, that means that the person has a situation, it might be even a thing that they might be going to prison for, and you can use those people very easily as informants too, correct?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And what they can do is they will say, okay, if you cooperate with us, and then we will give you, instead of hard time in prison, we will give you probation. And so you won't have to go to prison, you won't get hard time.
Now, how about women? These women, now there was a two women that I'm very knowledgeable of. It was one that set up Malachi Vanunu in Israel, and she went to great lengths to wine and dine him in when he was in France or England, I'm not sure. But he went across the street. He told me vividly what happened to get a pack of cigarettes, and there was a woman sitting on one of the streets in the corner, just standing there or whatever, and he goes across to get a cigarette and newspaper. She's staring at him, and he goes over and says, do I know you? And then the next thing, they start talking, and she was able to lure him off the street, and he had a huge full-blown romance with this woman. And then comes out later, this woman was a specialized agent set up to compromise him in order to get him back to serve whatever sentencing in regards to him giving information about Israel's nuclear weaponry. Now, there was another woman also that infiltrated the, I think it was Aryan Nation of one of these Christian alliance groups or something, and she was a millionaire, and she ended up being the worst Nazi or whatever with this group, and then she went in there, got involved with the head of it, romanced him, got him away from his wife, but she was going to serve maybe 10 years or more in prison because of, use of drugs. Now, is that how they usually go out and approach women, and do women end up in relationships with people in order to get information and facts?
Oh, very definitely. That's another technique that they use. They use sex. They use drugs. One of the techniques they use is like back in the 1980s, I worked the Nebraska Franklin cover-up case. We may or may not have mentioned it on your show last week. I'm not sure. But that was a situation where the savings and loan, it was Franklin Savings and Loan, which catered to minorities, there was $40 million missing, And the FBI and the IRS raided it, and there was publicity. And as a result of pictures in the paper, 80 children came forward and said that, Mommy, that man molested me. And they were talking about a man named Larry King, not Larry King Live TV, but a black man, who was a high-level Republican. And then the kids started telling and talking, and there were, of the 80, 40 of them were willing to testify, give statements. Now, the reason I point that case out, because in this instance, what they were doing in this case, they were flying children, they were driving these children out of orphanages, foster homes, and Boys Town from Omaha to Sioux City, Iowa, 184 miles away, placing them in private jets and flying them to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies with congressmen and senators. So that's another form of using sex and drugs in order to control a situation or compromise somebody. And then, of course, when it comes time to vote on a particular bill, they will tell that, and then, of course, they take pictures of him when he was being compromised, and then they will tell him how to vote. And that's why a number of these statutes are being passed, which we don't like, those of us who are real patriots and Americans, because these men are being compromised through sex and drugs, and they're told how to vote, and they have to, or this information is made public. So that's another form of blackmail, and it's very common.
Well, the thing is, these people out here that they use for this, are they being paid, or they just, they're people that they just have stuff on and they just go ahead and do this? I mean, I would think it would be kind of hard for a woman to basically enter into a whole relationship with someone, or a man to enter into a whole relationship with someone, just as a measure of not going to jail. But this is happening regularly all over, isn't that?
Well, yes, very, very definitely happening every on a regular basis. And yeah, many of these people are being paid to perform these acts and to become involved. In other words, the person, the informant himself, will be charged with a crime, as I mentioned a few moments ago. And they will tell him, look, you can go, you get hard time, or you can work with us, and we'll give you probation. And what you do is you do this, 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 and this. Well, of course, the person's going to go along with the probation instead of hard time in prison. So, it's very common. It's happening, unfortunately, it's happening every day, and it works. And
you had this happen to you, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've had people plant it on me. And, you see, when I first got out of the FBI, I handled the Dr. Jeffrey R. McDonald case, and he's the former Green Beret doctor who was convicted of murdering his wife and two children and did not commit the murders. And he had been sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences, and there's been a lot of national publicity on this. And so I was asked to investigate it, and within 10 months I obtained a signed confession from a girl named Helena Stokely. And Helena said that Dr. McDonald did not commit those murders. They were committed by her satanic cult group. There were 7 people in the house that night. And what happened here was that this cult was distributing drugs up and down the East Coast out of North Carolina that were being flown in plastic bags in the body cavities of the dead GIs out of Southeast Asia. This is the late 60s, early 70s, of course. And it's been going on for years. I'm sure most people listening to your show are aware of the drug operation that came in from Central and South America into Mena, Arkansas, when Bill Clinton was governor there. And in the past, I have interviewed a number of individuals involved in these drug operations. For example, I have on my website, tedgunderson.com, and also 1-FREE-DVD.com. I give away free DVDs, by the way. I have interviews with some of the CIA people who were involved in these illegal drug operations.
Well, I have to stop you here, Ted. We are coming to a break, and we're going to talk more here with Ted Gunderson, formerly with the FBI, now retired. A lot you need to know here. What's going on with your tax dollars? Right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to
the
Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now
get
the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 47350. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back. We're here with Ted Gunderson, retired from the FBI. 28 years you had?
27 plus years, Deanne. When I retired, I was in charge of the FBI for Southern California, most of Southern California. I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I had over 700 personnel under my command, $22.5 million budget, and 16 offices. So I was district charge of a particular district, 59 divisions.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, we covered the issue of these compromises, and you had said that you had been compromised. Now, what kind of, since you're an FBI, formerly with the FBI, retired, you saw them coming when they started this scenario. You know who to, what to do and look for and all that.
Right.
So what was it the first time that got you caught in or got you involved where they started sending these people after you?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Deanne. First of all, going back to the Jeffrey McDonald case, that was when I retired in March 1979. I opened my own private investigation firm in Los Angeles, in Westwood, California, actually. And that was my first major investigation. And after I came up with the confession from Alina Stokely and information about the large-scale Army/CIA drug operation out of Southeast Asia, I went public with it. I went public with the information that Alina gave me about the confession, Dr. McDonald's innocence. By the way, he's still serving prison time today, in spite of the fact we've come up with confessions. More than one, there have been two other confessions. And also DNA tests have been favorable to him. And the government refuses to have a hearing on the DNA test, although the judge ordered the DNA test in 1997. And they have been conducted, and as I said, they are very favorable to him. for example, hair under one of the children. The children were 2.5 and 5.5. Hair follicles and roots were under the fingernails of one of the children. Did not belong to anybody in the family. I mean, that's pretty strong evidence. And obviously, there were other people in the house that night. But anyway, in spite of all this, this poor man, a brilliant surgeon, continues to serve life in prison. So what happened to me is I went public with this information, particularly about the drug operation. By the way, it's documented in Time Magazine, January 1, 1973. And my life has not been the same ever since. In the early 1980s, of course, I obtained the confession on October 25, 1980. And then in the early 1980s, 82, primarily 81, 82, 83, along in there, I was investigated by the FBI on three separate occasions. I know about this because I filed a Freedom of Information Act request for my file, and it's kind of interesting. I did receive a couple of reports back from them, and they said at the end of the report that I'm armed and dangerous. Now, I have to laugh because that's true. I'm armed and dangerous with knowledge, not physically armed and dangerous, although mm-hmm. I do have weapons available to me. So anyway, so I had this experience of being investigated by the FBI. And I was to be indicted on a Tuesday. I had sources inside the government. Here's your informants again, Deanne. And I was tipped that they were going to indict me on a Tuesday. So on the week before that, I took three polygraph examinations because I knew what they were going to try to pin on me. And I passed all of them, and I gave it to my attorney, Doug Mulder in Dallas, Texas. And I told Doug to give it to the U.S. attorney, a fellow named Bill Alexander, and also to the foreman of the grand jury, and I passed all three polygraph exams. And fortunately, they didn't indict me. If they had indicted me, I would have been tried, never would have been convicted, but it would have cost me thousands and thousands of dollars to hire an attorney to defend myself.
Now, stopping you there, this is another ploy they do. The game is a pattern of financial disruption. After they send the informant in, they either create an environment that you make nothing, make no money, you're just in the informant keeps you in a loop, keeping you out of certain things, or the informant is there to place and plant things to set you up in order to cause you a situation where you will be incarcerated for a long time, or the informant is sent in to even assassinate at some level, depending on the crime that they need to serve in term in their court case that they have pending. Another person well known in this was Betty Chavez's daughter was hooked up with one of these informants that was going to do 10 to 20 on drugs in New York. He was introduced to Betty Chavez's daughter while he was working in a college campus.
Right.
So, you know, this is a continuous pattern of what is done. And they have, like, analysts there, and the analysts put together scenarios that might work on various, conclusions of people's patterns and the way that they live, their lifestyle. Am I not right or wrong?
That's right. No, you're right.
Now, they'll
analyze you real good before they will make a move on you.
Right. And they know if you drink, they know if you do drugs, they know if you have any vices, and they use all those vices against you. And some of these people even end up marrying some of these people and sitting there as informants because it depends on what they have on them.
That's right. That's right. You're right.
And these people don't realize these things, and they come from various countries, too, in regards to doing these plots. So we'll be right back after this break and talking more with Ted Gunderson. This is 101 on Art Punk. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Mike,
oh, hey, Dan, I can't hear you. Meantime.
Sound of the river. Hi, we're back. Everything. And it's Late Night with Deanne here on RBN, and I'm on with Ted Gunderson and John Alstaff, my co-host, and we're talking here about things that you should know and be concerned about with agencies and what's going on. Now, they use this, and some of these tools is a good way, because, again, if you have a insider in, you can bust major drug rings and things. But the thing is really bad, folks, is that when they start compromising people in the agencies and people that are good Americans, they're just trying to get the truth out to the public of corruption. And this is what Ted is talking to about, because this is what he was involved with, trying to change the direction of the agency so the corruption would go away. Is that not right, Ted?
Well, that's right, Deanne. And, you know, I mentioned I've been a victim of attack for 29 years. And after the three prosecution attempts to prosecute me, three investigations, then what happened is the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, and the FBI, they put a girl on me, Pam Fawcett's her name, and tried to set me up on a drug operation. And, of course, I wouldn't have any part of that.
And then, in addition to that, about the same time...
Well, wait 1 second. I'm this girl. What did they do to set you up?
Well, what happened is I was working with F. Lee Bailey, the famous defense attorney out of Boston, and he was defending a alleged drug manufacturer in Northern California. And the key witness against him was a drug manufacturer. So that's one thing they do also is they will... an informant will come forward and say, I'll help you, and then they use that informant to put out the informant's competition. And then the informant is they look the other way for the informant, and he can continue to manufacture the drugs. Now, in this instance, the defendant for that F. Lee Bailey was defending, the main witness against him, one of the witnesses against him, was another drug manufacturer. And, of course, that's wonderful for the witness against the defendant because that puts the defendant out of business. And so what happened was Pam Fawcett was a friend of the defendant, subject being charged. And she went to F. Lee Bailey. Ken Fishman is his attorney was handling at the time and said, how can I help? And Ken Fishman came to me because I was working for F. Lee Bailey at the time. And so it was a federal drug case, so I decided to put Pam in touch with the local law enforcement people and to see what she could come up with. In other words, using her as a sting operation against the police and against the FBI and against the DEA, which they do against us all the time, sting operations. And so I called the local law enforcement in Modesto, California, told him I had somebody that wanted to work with him. And what I didn't know was that the federal, that the local law enforcement agency was aware of the federal case. And so I put Pam in touch with the locals as a source. And then she went out on her own and talked to this witness in his home with the thought in mind of planting drugs. And then, and she did. She actually went out there, and she got to, as she told me, shooting up with them and kind of enjoyed him, so she didn't plant the drugs. But during the afternoon when she was there, he left the house on several occasions, and when she got in her car and left, about a block down the street where two police cars stopped her, searched her car, said she had illegal drugs, they found the drugs. Not the drugs that she had in the car, because she had those well placed. She told me she was laughing. She had those well placed. But this defendant, the witness against her, defendant friend, when he left, apparently left the house, he went out and planted drugs in her car. And he was working with the police, and they set her up, and they arrested her. And they told her, Pam, you want to get out of this? If you want to get out of this, you've got to help us set up Ted Gunderson. And that's how that happened. And
so what did she have to do?
Well,
set you up.
What she did is she called me right away, and she said, Ted, you know that fellow that you told me to set up? I did. I planted drugs on him, and he was arrested. Then the FBI and the police actually faked an arrest of this individual, this key witness. And, in fact, the court records show that he was arrested. When, in fact, he was not arrested, it was a sting operation against me. And what you have here is if I had knowledge of a crime and didn't report it, then I committed a felony. And that's how they were trying to set me up.
Well, I had a thing happen out here that somebody put $5,000 of counterfeit money orders in my bank account. And I found out about it. It was a sting coming out of New York City. And the thing was, they put the money into a bank and told me it was originally supposed to have been a wire transfer error. And it came out that it wasn't that wire transfer error at all. It actually had Citibank money orders that were in increments of $100 apiece. And they had sent somebody physically into Chicago on the South Side, African-American person, woman went in there, and deposited this money into my account. And again, if I had pulled the money out over and above my balance, then it would have been a situation that it was commingled illegal funds in there. So if I had done that, they would have been able to arrest me. But I did my background, check on it and found out what was going on and traced it back to New York. And the reason I found out it was a sting was I took it to the Attorney General of Illinois. They refused to investigate it. The police in both Hinsdale, Illinois, and the Chicagoland police were, I guess, told to stand down on it because that was a sting. Is that not right?
Sounds right, yes.
So the thing is that this is what they do. You might have a situation, somebody comes up to you, you don't even know, and, you know, sparks a conversation, and then they're in your life, and you don't know why, an informant. Somebody came to me as a reporter. They were trying to set up this guy in Chicago during the time they had operations against city councilmen, and I met this individual and happened to be in the state of alcoholism at the time, and he sat there and told me what he was doing. And they followed me out of the place because of the fact that he wasn't supposed to build a means. So, taking away from that, I want to go into the thing that happened in Oklahoma City. Now, you were involved with Oklahoma City and investigation. What and how?
Well, let me kind of finish up with Pam Fawcett, if I may. Oh, good. Okay. Hi, Clarence.
Yeah, I'm joining you late, Ted. I was late getting back from Crete.
Yeah. Clarence is my associate, Deanne.
Hi, Clarence.
And,
how are you?
Clarence Melton.
You were there last week. I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah. Well, I was out of town there a little bit, and I got back late, so.
So going back to Pam Fawcett, so what happened was I didn't know this was going on. She called me and said that to me, well, you know, that person you told me to set up with drugs, I set him up, and he was arrested. And the FBI actually and DEA actually filed false papers with the court that he was arrested, thinking I would check that out. And I told Pam on the phone, I said, I did not tell you to do that. Now, if I had admitted that, I'd have been part of a crime. It would have been a felony.
Uh-huh.
And so she called me several times and kind of accused me of this, and I kept telling her no. And after she called me the first time, as a matter of fact, I called the police, and I said, in case you arrested this person, it's a bad arrest. And so I cleared my name that way, and I didn't have any problem with it. But after 6 months, Pam called me from Modesto. She said, I have to come down and see you. I was in L.A., and she drove down to Los Angeles. I met her in a parking lot of a supermarket on Ventura Boulevard, and she told me the whole story, and I took a statement from her and so on and so forth. And I had to, it was kind of funny because I said, well, Pam, and she passed a polygraph also. I said, well, Pam, why are you coming to me now after all this? And she said, I woke up the other morning and I realized you were the only honest son of a bitch I've talked to in 6 months. Those were exact words. That's a quote, by the way. So that's the story. So in addition to planning people on you, I've had gunmen waiting for me on at least 3 occasions, and only through divine intervention that I did not go where they were waiting. And then I have been the victim of a disinformation program by certain individuals, one in particular who we discussed this afternoon, and you didn't want to mention his name, although anybody that checks the Internet can find out who these people are. And this particular individual putting out disinformation on me, by the way, he lived with me for some 7 months. I took him in. I furnished him food and room and board. I let him use my car because I thought he was a patriot. And I thought he was working for the same cause I was working for. And when I asked him to leave because I had my niece coming in to live with me and I needed the bedroom, he waited till I was out of town and he stole me blind. He stole books. He stole reports. He stole my research. And unbelievable. And so then, what this individual did, he went out and he started talking, bad-mouthing me, and I heard that he was interviewed by John Gentry out of Dallas on a video. I ordered the video, and 23 minutes into the video, I'm watching it on my television set, he starts bad-mouthing me, and he says that he's working for the FBI Robin Salvador in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he's been given a symbol number. Now, the average person doesn't know what a symbol number is, but a symbol number is a number that we give to our informants when I was in the FBI. We do so that when we put information in the report, we use a symbol number rather than the true identity. Nobody knows the identity of the person furnishing the information. So I'm sitting on my couch
And I am watching this. This person badmouthed me, and I almost fell off the chair when he said he's been given a SIM number. And I said, well, I said to my roommate, a lady that I was taking care of, an elderly lady, I said, May, this man's an informant for the FBI. And so I put that video aside for about 10 days, and I told a friend of mine about it in North Carolina. He said, send me a copy. I made some copies of it, and I sent it out. He called me later. He said, there's nothing in there about him bad-mouthing you. And so the bottom line on that, Deanne, is that, first of all, how would they know that I saw that? And I did some checking. I find out that we are being monitored through cable television. So whenever I recognized that this person was doing this and that I was playing it on my television set, I was actually being monitored by the federal government.
So that's how they do it through the cable.
They do it through the cable. It's a known fact. I talked to some of my CIA informants, and they said that the government's monitoring us through cable television.
Well, you know, Ted, let me add something to that. What people don't realize is that what the people see in the electronic stores and everything, as fascinating and as wonderful as these electronics are, we only see what's about 15 to 20 years behind what they actually got. And they have a backdoor with Windows operating system through in your computer, through your television, which has to be on a cable network, you know, through cable TV. They can actually peer into your living room. And then on your computer, of course, they can monitor everything that you do on your computer. The technology, that's why this whole thing about 9/11 and the myth that, 19 hijackers boarded four separate jetliners and hijacked those planes with nothing but box cutters is the biggest myth that's ever been perpetrated since, it's a complete fantasy story. But with the technology that the government has, satellite technology, where they can actually read your license plate from outer space, they can see a dime on the sidewalk and give you the date that's on that dime. And they're trying to tell us that they couldn't get any aircraft up to take those planes down on 9/11. And, it's so obvious, but the technology is there. They're monitoring literally, tens of thousands of patriotic individuals, peace activists. They make a big deal about this surveillance of Americans through the NSA when in 2001 Bush signed off allowing them to do that unlawful and unconstitutional activity. But the truth is they have been monitoring us, monitoring Americans for four decades since the assassination of JFK. It's just gotten worse and the program's gotten bigger. But they've been monitoring political dissidents, peace activists, religious groups, anybody that they felt was a threat to, quote, the system. And the system, of course, is set up to earn revenue for the United States government through and also for its political subdivisions, which would be your cities, counties, and states that are basically have been set up as political subdivisions of the United States. And a little known fact is that there are two United States. And one of the United States that, which all the cities, counties, and states are political subdivisions of, or franchises of, is the United States, which is the District of Columbia. And that is defined in the United States Code as a federal corporation. But that's an incomplete definition. It's actually a federal municipal corporation, because the federal city, in fact, it used to be called the federal city. The United States, that the courts call it the federal area or the federal zone, and that includes the District of Columbia, forts, ports, enclaves, territories like Guam, Puerto Rico. This is the United States that the Internal Revenue Code actually has jurisdiction over, and they don't have jurisdiction over the 50 state republics. And now I know how they got jurisdiction over the people, and they wouldn't believe it if I told them how the IRS and particularly the IRS was able to gain jurisdiction, and the inferior courts, which is all your municipal courts that you have in every city, which you go before when you get a traffic ticket. But that United States is foreign to the society of the 50 state republics. Now, here's the kicker. Our founding fathers never, never, never intended for the United States to become a political subdivision of the District of Columbia. But that's what they've done, and I'll be happy to share more information about that. And that is an alien force that's monitoring Americans right now in the 50 states.
I've got to stop you here. We're going to break, and we're here now with Ted Gunderson. And we also have been joined with Clarence. We've got John L. Stoss as my co-host. Be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, it's Deanne. We're back on RBN, and we're talking both with Ted Gunderson and Clarence, his partner, in trying to clean up this mess that we have in this world. And that's one thing I wanted to mention. We'll be going to our break pretty soon for the program at the top of the hour. I'm going to visit with both Ted and Clarence in regards to the issue of Oklahoma City. Now, Oklahoma City was a very interesting a crime scene, to put it mildly. You had at the time going on a major trial in regards to Enron. It was a major issue of trying to find out records that were kept by Arthur Anderson and the Enron case. Enron was being forced by the government, and so was Arthur Anderson, to turn these records over to the government for their investigation and proof and prima facie in the case. And anyway, the agency of Arthur Anderson, which I knew when it was Baby Anderson because I worked in many of the large corporations in the Chicagoland area, and they were the auditors for the IRS, by the way, back in the good old days, the 1970s. And anyway, they refused, and they shredded those documents. So now, if you are a forensic expert or whatever, you look and figure out where's the next level of documents. Where would they be that they would have to go to get these records from? Now, there were these records, these tax records, the tax records, let's say. I had to work at IBM in Chicago at one point, and there was a problem with IBM holding the records, which they had held for many of the government complexes around the world. And they changed holding those records. And the way my limited knowledge is, they went into the Oklahoma City building. IRS was in that building. Now, let's suppose that we get rid of the records for the Enron case by having an accident in the building and also cover up some other records that were down there, take care of a couple issues, close down that setup so that those records would never be produced in the Enron case. And that's just the scenario that is one of the scenarios I have in regards to what happened in the Mirror building. But there was more. There was more than just the records that they were out to take out the Mirror building, and that's what I want to ask Ted about. In addition, in that Mirror building, during that time, there was a gentleman that was working in the building adjacent that allegedly was hit with the camshaft of a Ryder pickup truck when it exploded, went through his window and hit him in the head, and he was still alive when he was taken out of the building. People claimed he waved, disappeared for a long time, and wife was called and went to the hospital, and he had signs to me from what she told me, a description of him laying in the hospital. His head was ballooned out, really huge, and he had a real white type pasty look to him. And it could have been either one drug that was given that happened to another friend of mine, or it could have been a situation came in contact with some type of radioactive material. Ted, do you know of anything that you feel was the reason why the Oklahoma City building went down?
Well, that's an interesting question. First of all, when Oklahoma City bombing occurred, I received a call from a friend of mine, Michael Conosciuto, who was with the CIA for some 20 years. And when Michael and his father were with the agency, they owned Hercules Manufacturing Company.
I have to stop you here. I think we're going to another break.
Okay.
But hold that point.
Okay.
It's really important. We'll be back.
Been and remains money, the most important money in the world. The only